Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Senator Dan Sullivan, along with representatives from South Carolina and Connecticut, introduced bipartisan legislation to impose strong sanctions on Russia and its global supporters amid ongoing aggression in Ukraine. The sanctions will be triggered if Russia refuses to negotiate peace in good faith or launches another assault on Ukraine's sovereignty after a peace deal is made. The bill also includes a 500% tariff on imports from countries purchasing Russian oil, gas, uranium, or related products. Sullivan emphasized that the goal remains to end the war and ensure a sovereign, secure Ukraine. He criticized the Biden administration's foreign policy, supported increasing defense spending above 3% of GDP, and advocated for U.S. energy exports to reduce reliance on Russian fuel. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska legislature came up 7 votes short Tuesday in an effort to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of House Bill 69, which would have added $1,000 to the per-student funding formula for public schools. Supporters, including Senator L.V. Gray Jackson and Senator Jesse Bjorkman, argued that the increase was critical.
They don't have the budget to deliver on the requirements that we expect of them. They don't have the money to leave the store with a pair of steel-toed boots to go to work.
That was Senator Bjorkman. Representative Justin Ruffridge of Soldotna didn't speak during the vote on Tuesday, but said Monday on KSRM's Sound Off that the bill had been gutted of key reforms.
It needs to have governor support. This back and forth, fighting with him, fighting with the Senate, fighting within the House, has gotten really old.
Opponents cited the state's $450 million deficit.
We cannot balance the budget.
That's Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka.
Let's not set ourselves up where we have to cut the BSA for the first time in history.
Governor Dunleavy has promised a new package of education aid, but for now, school districts say they're bracing for more cuts. The Alaska Court of Appeals is reviewing a high-profile DNA privacy case tied to the conviction of Stephen Downs for a 1993 cold case murder at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Downs was linked to the crime through genealogical DNA. His lawyers argue that use of that data violated his privacy rights. Prosecutors say it's a critical tool for solving violent crimes. The court's decision could have major implications on how law enforcement uses commercial DNA databases. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A woman suspected of attempting to withdraw funds using fake identification was arrested in Soldotna Tuesday evening. The investigation uncovered a wider fraud scheme spanning multiple cities in Alaska. On Tuesday, April 15th, around 4 p.m., Soldotna police received a report from a local bank regarding a female suspect who allegedly tried to access a customer's account using fraudulent documents. The suspect, identified as 45-year-old Rebecca Walker of New Haven, Connecticut, was found to have visited several banks across Wasilla, Anchorage, Soldotna, and Kenai, attempting to use counterfeit military IDs and U.S. passports. Police located the suspect's vehicle on the Sterling Highway later that evening and conducted a traffic stop. Officers detained Walker along with 25-year-old Carrie McLeish of Richmond, Texas, who was identified as an accomplice. During the investigation, officers executed multiple search warrants and recovered numerous forged military IDs and passports. Authorities say the two suspects had accessed multiple financial accounts across Alaska, successfully withdrawing funds in several cases. Walker and McLeish were arrested and taken to the Wildwood pretrial facility. Both faced several felony charges, including first-degree forgery, first-degree criminal impersonation, fraudulent acquisition of identification documents, and theft. They're currently being held without bail. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.